car insurance.
How are you? As we continue our overview of what's going on this Thursday, it's the 27th of January. Much of our focus today has been as a result of my connection to folks over at Families USA, which is the national organization for healthcare clarification, consumers. They have worked hard to help you get high-quality, affordable health coverage. They worked on the bill. They're working to clean up the bill because they know there are a lot of things that are necessary in order to make this thing acceptable to more and more people, because we all know there is a heck of a need for having better health care, health awareness, all of those things. And as I said, they've been an important part of our discussion through the thread of the program. Continuing with that focus, Congressman Joe Crowley joins us now. He's one of the things that I like about Congressman Crowley is the district that he represents. I've always loved Co-op City. I don't know why, Representative Crowley. I got the biggest kick first time I ever went to Co-op City. Just the name, or seeing it on the marker of the bus, going to Co-op City.
That's a pretty neat place,
though. It is a neat place. Why don't you, for the heck of it for a minute, explain to people around the country who are listening to this program, actually around the world at gooddayshow.com, what the concept was and what really Co-op City is.
Well, Co-op City is located in the northeast section of the Bronx. It's just below it borders on Westchester County.
Yep.
And you can't miss it if you're driving up through New England on your way to New England up
95.
The I-95 corridor.
Yep.
Look on both sides of the road as you're exiting New York City, and you will see Co-op City. And it was really, I think, a very, what's the word to describe? I mean, in its day, in the early
70s. It was very ingenious.
It was ingenious. Yeah. And in many respects, it changed the landscape of the Bronx.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Many folks who lived along the Grand Concourse had ended up moving, taking up root and moving their families to Co-op City. And forever, I think, changing the makeup and the look of the Bronx and the city in many respects. But, some would question whether it could last. How long would these buildings last? And, and they've stood the test of time so far. We had a little issue with the parking garages a number of years ago, but they've been all repaired. And the buildings have held up. And it's quite remarkable community. And it's cut off in many respects from other parts of the Bronx because of the highways.
Well, it's the intersection of the Merritt Parkway where it comes down. It's right there at the junction of Merritt Parkway and 95, the New England Thruway, where they come together.
Right.
And there's a great big the bus, New York,
Bus Depot.
There are probably 400, 500 buses parked right adjacent to them, and that's a good place for them to start, because there have to be tens of thousands of people who live in that area who go into the city every single day.
Yeah, upwards of about 50,000, maybe even more. I've heard
it's
high as 60.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. So your focus here as a congressman, Democrat, you're familiar with and have debated and discussed.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't the health care bill that we're so much interested in. I mean, I think health care and that sort of thing, the predominant part of my discussion with a lot of the folks who've been here today is working on prevention, because I don't think enough of it was in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
As a focus, though, on your constituents, you've been reelected a number of times. I think you're in your sixth term, are you not?
Seventh, no.
Seventh term, okay, all right. So let's talk about, we made reference to Co-op City. What do the people who live in Co-op City need when it comes to being accessible to knowing about how to take care of their health and to actually be able to take care of their health through some sort of intelligent insurance proxy?
Well, for many of my constituents in Co-op, they're working middle-class people. Many of them have insurance through their unions.
Yeah.
And so, the folks in Co-op City, it wasn't about them, maybe themselves, but about their children.
Mm-hmm.
And about America. I think they have a unique perspective from co-op. They can see how life is for them and understand it's not so bad, but that there's others out there who are struggling. And I think that's what it's about. I also represent, Doug, I often say I go to a lot of I'm trying to think of the term for it, but people who have diabetes and have to go to...
they go through dialysis?
Dialysis, sorry,
yeah,
thank you.
Right.
Dialysis centers, and to see those poor folks, you know, strapped up for hours at a time and for three or four times a week in a very painful situation, a lot of which is preventable. Had they been exposed to the right foods, had they been exposed to proper exercise, something like that may not have been entirely preventable, but it maybe could have been postponed.
Yeah.
And the quality of their lives is diminished tremendously because of that. And we have a generation of young people in the Bronx, particularly, but throughout the city of New York and throughout the country, who don't have access to the types of quality foods that we need to expose them to from a healthcare perspective. Mm-hmm. And the cost to the system is overwhelming. So if I think about what is a pressing need in terms of my constituency, is to get that exposure, their ability to afford that access, have the access and be able to afford it, is what's critical.
Well, one of the things in terms of, we're talking to Congressman Joseph Crowley, who comes from the Bronx. One of the things that I know about you, although I don't think you and I have actually had a conversation before, your reputation is much like Congresswoman Giffords, who had the unfortunate incident in Arizona a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I say that because what I know about you is that you are not necessarily hardcore, and you have a reputation of being able to work with both sides. I put that, the quote around both sides. Even though you may have voted for this legislation because you want to be a good Democrat, I remember listening to Congressman Giffords say, okay, I voted for it. I'm there. My constituents criticized me for some aspects of this, but we worked together to fix the problem.
Right.
And I wonder, in terms of the things that ought to be done, this is not negative, it just is the reality. I've asked in a couple of circumstances this morning, what do you think ought to be, the president said the other night, and many have asked, the, you know, the bottom line question about small businesses and the 1099 thing,
right,
which seems patently ridiculous to have ever been in there in the first place.
Right. Right.
But you fix that stuff and other things. What, when it comes to actual health care items or health care issues, need to be corrected in your mind and work in working with the other side? How do you get that done?
I think part of this, Doug, is... and I agree. The 1099 issue was something
craziness
that we need bipartisan support for.
Crazy.
And what I want to point out is when we did try to correct that last year, the Republicans in mass voted against it.
I didn't understand that at all. I mean,
yeah.
They're the ones who were critical of it. Never did I. I understand how it got in there.
The whole thing, you know, so it's...
whatever.
But I think the more people understand what's in the bill, the more they appreciate what's in the bill. And I think the more time that plays out, we'll see some deficiencies in this bill. I don't think there's any question about that. We had a hearing yesterday, and I welcome hearings on this, and I hope we continue to have more in the Ways and Means Committee. And I heard from an individual from New Jersey, Mr. Olivi, and he's a small businessman. He has less than 50 people employed in his business. And
right.
He was expressing his concerns about the unknown. And I think that is a very critical piece here. People have yet to put their minds fully around this legislation. So there is a lot of unknown because people aren't fully aware of what they should expect. And I think the more they come to terms with it, understand it, the more they're going to appreciate what we've done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that goes with a lot of it. But it's distressing to hear the same sort of thing with the food safety, the so-called FDA Food Safety Enhancement Act, mm-hmm. which I went bananas over that, mostly not because we don't need food safety. We certainly do. But the focus, I happen to be a small dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and it was atrocious, the kinds of things, and some of it still existed, when it was passed the bill or wasn't passed, it was attached onto the clunker bill, however it got to where it got. There's still a lot of things, and when I asked Senator Harkin, what are we going to do about this, he said, oh, there are a lot of problems with the bill. We'll pass the bill and we'll fix it afterwards. That drives the average American nuts.
Right.
They want you to have it right the first time. They're tired of having, and I say you collectively,
right, right.
They're just tired of the reworking of things, which seems to speak to an issue that a lot of folks are concerned about, and that is how you do. I remember having Conyers on. I like the guy. I love the guy.
Yeah.
But when he said, you know, we don't, who reads the bill?
Mm-hmm.
You guys almost have raised your eyebrows. But that is the problem, because apparently there isn't a lot of reading of the bill sometimes. And so that's why we get snafus. Then you have to go back and work twice as hard to fix it.
Yeah, I don't think it's though that it's something new. I think that that's always been the case.
No, I don't think it's new either.
Mankind is going to make these laws, there's going to be flaws.
Yeah.
And I think I think it's really a question of the degree of the flaw and whether or not in and of itself it should call for the overturning of that bill or you know, as the Republicans tried to just a week ago vote to repeal. The entire bill. I think you can look at aspects of it.
Positioning for their own reason. Yeah,
I think there is, you know, certainly we can have a rational debate about some of these issues, but don't let, you know, this is about red meat right now. I think the first 10 bills that they'll introduce is all about red meat. It, as I said on the floor when we passed, when they attempted to repeal, I said the repeal today will not create one job. It will not reduce the deficit one penny. It will do absolutely nothing to secure the middle class in this country. And I think that's what the American people said in this election. I'm a pragmatist. I listened to what the American people said in this election. We lost the House. We lost 63 votes.
Yeah. And it was mostly over the health care bill.
Yeah. Well,
that was the biggest issue.
Well, you know what? I think I put that aside. I don't think it was over the health care bill.
Yeah.
I think it was over the fact that we weren't creating jobs in this country.
Yeah.
I think it's because this economy wasn't improving for the average person. Why tell me would someone in Ohio or Michigan turn out a Democrat in those working class communities when it was Democrats who helped to pass the bill to bail out the automobile companies? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
But people aren't looking at it individually. Collectively, they feel like there's too much government. There's too much stuff in their face. Every time you turn around, there's another government edict, another mandate, another problem. That they, especially small business people, and they just.
Right.
You know,
I agree with that. I think though that they didn't feel as though that this government was helping to create an atmosphere for small businesses to grow.
An atmosphere of leave me alone, let me do my own thing.
Yeah. Let me hunt.
Let me do whatever. All right. We're good to. I'm glad we were able to have this chat because I think it helps to clarify a few things. Congressman Joseph Crowley.
Thanks, Doug. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here, sir. Thank you. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Progressive. It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityC-Energy.com, Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Take it while you find it, or leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way you love it.
This is our transitional time. Some people like to talk about birthdays. There are always a few deaths that you need to bring in. Birthdays are more fun to talk about, but there are deaths with life. There is death. How's that for a philosopher? Pretty good, huh?
Not Bobby Blue Bland, though.
No, this is Bobby Blue Bland, who's celebrating his 81st birthday today with one of his good creators. This is blues in that sort of tradition. This is what I call traditional blues, frankly. And his music was, in my opinion, pretty traditional blues stuff. Calvin Brooks is his real name. Bobby Blue Bland turned 81.
Jazz fest attendee.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yep. Yeah. Call on Me, Turn on Your Love Light is one of my favorite songs from him, frankly. He worked with Johnny Ace. Richie, if you dig around, I don't know whether you've got any music in your catalog there from Johnny Ace. There is a guy, the Beale Streeters, this Memphis group, that really. Remember we had yesterday Wanda.
Jackson.
Wanda Jackson, the grandmother. Yeah. Now, these people all played together, when I say played together, they all worked together playing their instruments.
What's his name again? Johnny Ace?
Johnny Ace. If you can find Johnny Ace in there, you will hear more of this. Because the Beale Streeters were all about this early sound. This was all perfect for Sun Records. And the Elvis influence is pretty apparent as well, as you heard. And the Wanda Jackson stuff. So shall I keep talking or you find it? Or you can't find it. All right, okay. Anyway, I made my point, I think. Happy birthday next to Nick Mason, the drummer for Pink Floyd. 25 past the hour. Now, I don't know this from Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I not?
I don't know. This is a big, big song.
I don't know.
I never really was a big Pink Floyd fan, but then in the past 10 years or so, I've come to like them a bit more and a bit more.
Their best LP was Dark Side of the Moon.
Correct.
That was
the monster.
Crazy, crazy stuff
that
on that.
That was the monster, yeah.
All right. Next birthday celebrant is Nedra Tally. You don't know her until I tell you she's one of the Ronettes. Then you know her and her connection to Ronnie Spector and Be My Baby, Baby, I Love You. Do I Love You? Yes, I Love You. I Wish I Loved You. Walking in the Rain. Best part of bringing up this stuff, I could listen to all day long. Bob and I, when we travel across the country, I have the CDs, and he laughs at me, but he's got his iPod. and we can find plenty of this stuff. This is ageless music, I think. Who doesn't want to listen to this? How do you not wrap yourself around this?
You think when Phil Spector's in jail, because obviously he was the producer,
he's playing this music,
that he'll put together a band with all the guys?
He's in jail already.
Yeah. You think he's putting together a band with all his cellmates? You know, spoons. Like, listen to the cast of Next.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, pick up your spoons. You guys, pick up your trays. You play the drums.
As a change in tone and tune, Brian Downey is the drummer for Thin Lizzy. Who doesn't know the boys are back in town? One of their songs, Whiskey in the Air. This is good rock. This is good. I like this kind of straightforward rock and roll.
Bar chord rock.
Yeah. What is it called?
Bar chord rock.
Oh, I thought you said Barker, or like the Barker Lounge.
Or it's like Bob. Chord.
Yeah, right. Now, but turn this up. This is a great song.
Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red.
She was cool.
I mean, she was steaming.
Steaming hot.
And that time over at Janet's Place.
Remember that time over at Janet's Place? I was at Janet's Place last night. Spent the night there. Very nice place. Excellent. All right. Seth Justman. Big groups in here today, Richie.
Yeah, good stuff.
The keyboardist with the Jay Giles Band.
Yeah.
They always play this song. Mimi Rogers, the actress, having a birthday today. Full body massager. Oh, man, this is a good-looking one. Married to Tom Cruise first around.
Used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Boomers are pushing for innovations in technology. Buying power of the boomers is enormous. From the iPad to smart ovens, boomers want technology to make their lives easier. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Online computer games to play with the grandchildren are big with boomers. So are monitors, so caregivers can check on mom and dad. Eleanor Ginsler is Senior Vice President for Livable Communities at AARP.
I think boomers, more than any other generation, are the generation of I'm going to be in charge of my life. And one way to do that, especially around health, is through these electronic personal health records. And I think we're going to see continued growth in that area. These are going to be electronic records that connect people to their own health, that connect physicians to people, and connect the physicians together.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to...
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Caught up here. A good day. Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen in Washington about to go back into the transportation system. My transportation system was American Airlines. Let's see. My transportation system was a rental car from the house to Jennifer's studio at CRN Digital yesterday. And then from there, I started. My day started. Actually, it didn't really finish. The day before, Charlotte and Frankie were together for the first time at the house for 8-9 months. So they're running all over the place. Then Charlotte slides on the floor. She doesn't like it. She gets all nervous. So she gets all nervous. She can't relax. So I didn't go to sleep. I may have gotten an hour's worth of sleep.
Yes.
I got up, went to the studio, did the program yesterday morning, and then had to drive to the airport, drop off the car, the rental car that we drove across country, got on the plane. We flew after fiddling around with the toilet on the plane. Flew into the snowstorm, which is about as bad a snowstorm as I can ever remember flying into. One other night, there was I had to leave from, I don't want to say San Jose, someplace in California, I remember 10, 12 years ago, and it was an awful night. The storm, it was horrible. And I was standing, as I walked into the airport, I looked up, there was a plane taking off. And you could see it come off of the runway, but then it disappeared into the clouds, and it was pouring rain, and oh, my God, what a mess. And I thought, I'm going to fly into this. But I knew where I was going was safe. Right. I think I was going to Los Angeles.
So once you clear
get
that,
into,
you
get out of that, you're fine. Right. But it's the idea. And my mind always goes back to the time when I was flying back and forth, and I was working in Palm Beach in the 80s, flying. I used to go back and forth every week on American through Raleigh-Durham because they had a hub there. And it was 7:37, and it was a horrible night. Plane landed in Raleigh-Durham, and there's a thunder lightning storm coming through. They closed the airport down. You watch the thunder and lightning come across the field and hit stuff, including the power and so anyway,
we can have some bad thunder and lightning storms.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So we got onto the plane finally and took off, and we're up in the air, maybe 10 minutes, and it's bad. You know, the plane's jamming, bouncing around. Oh yeah, bouncing around. So the pilot comes on and says, I have some important news for you. We've lost all of our controls. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, we're in a storm. We have no control.
Why did they even tell you?
Well, I
don't want to know.
So the plane turns around and goes back to the airport.
How did he turn it around?
You know, who knows? Well, at that point, you could talk to ATC and they'll tell you what to do. They'll be able to tell you on your heads that, you know, you talk back and forth. ATC, take a bank to the left to 30 degrees and
so
head in this direction.
Steer the plane.
He just couldn't. He had no controls.
Okay.
Apparently, lightning had hit something in the plane.
All of his gauges.
And his gauges didn't work, but they didn't know it until it took off when the ultimate failure took place. So we made it back to Raleigh-Durham. Man, I gotta tell you, there was underwear changing that night.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was not much fun.
I'd be done.
So anyway,
so today you are literally
landed
planes and automobiles.
Right. So I landed last night in the snowstorm. Richie comes over to pick me up, and I'm thinking, okay, he'll bring me down to the hotel where the Families USA convention is going on today and tomorrow, and I can do a broadcast from there tomorrow. We'll be fine. And then we find that not only can you can't even get out of the parking lot. All of these town cars, police cars, all of the taxis are all Fords. And they
big rear wheel drives,
right. No traction.
And you know what else we saw
slitting,
in the ditches more
sliding,
than any other car?
What?
BMWs.
Yeah, BMWs in the tank.
BMWs there.
Yeah.
I must have seen 20 BMWs.
Bad advertisement for BMWs yesterday.
The ultimate driving machine.
Yeah, right. Into
the snow.
Yeah, right. So anyway, Richie and I spent almost 5 hours getting 5 or 6 miles from the airport to his house. Got there about 11 something last night.
Yeah.
And so then we had a couple of hours of sleep. And now we are reviving.
So today you're going to take the Metro?
So after I get off the air, I take the Metro.
To the Amtrak.
To the Amtrak.
Take the Amtrak.
Amtrak.
To take a shuttle.
The shuttle to the airport.
To the airport.
Right.
Take the plane.
To Orlando.
To Orlando, then rent a car.
Rent a car and drive the car to the hotel where I can try to figure out how we're going to do the program tomorrow morning.
So today is trains, planes, automobiles, and
absolutely.
A bus.
Yep. The whole thing all rolled into one. What a wonderful day. Speaking of today and how wonderful it is, today and today only, you can get 1 dozen wonderful red roses plus a free ruby vase for just $29.99. Valentine's Day, a couple of weeks away. It is extraordinarily intelligent of you to order your flowers today, now, so you don't worry whether there are going to be enough roses or any other kind of flower around for Valentine's Day. Why wouldn't you be proactive and use proflowers.com? There's a great deal for you, listeners of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, which you will be extraordinarily impressed with. The price of roses from now until Valentine's Day goes through the roof. You know, supply, demand, all that good stuff. These roses are guaranteed to stay fresh. The delivery will be there in time for Valentine's Day. You get this early bird deal today. Every person that is of the male persuasion who's listening right now needs to pick up the phone and call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug. Or you can go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Doug. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in Doug, D-O-U-G, or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug. Don't wait. The offer is good for today only. Order those 1 dozen red roses plus the free vase, $29.99 now at proflowers.com/Doug.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Aphra Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Aphra has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Aphra to others.
Aphra starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The daily commute to work can be a time of stress and frustration for U.S. commuters. It's not surprising that commuters look for any opportunity to make their travels shorter, more enjoyable, and even more environmentally friendly. Joel McGower, executive editor of GreenBiz.com and renowned green commuting and sustainability expert, says that while the radio, a smartphone, or a GPS device can help ease your morning commute, recent survey results show that a hot cup of coffee or tea is by far the number one thing that matters most to commuters.
It's estimated that 8 billion coffee cups are thrown away each year, and most of those aren't recycled. So to make your commute more enjoyable and environmentally friendly, try bringing your favorite beverage in a reusable container, like a Thermos brand travel mug. That has the highest quality vacuum insulation, and that will allow you to enjoy a hot beverage during your commute and even well into your workday.
Joel McGower is a spokesperson for Thermos. For more information on Thermos reusable insulated mugs and tumblers, visit www.thermos.com.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Hi, it's 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The moment of reckoning for a man living in Germany, turning the police into his protector, his wife constantly demanding sex from him. The man came to the police station to say he'd been sleeping for the past 4 years on the couch to escape the clutches of his wife.
What? Come on.
There's the story right here.
What a loser. What man would ever complain about that?
Doug's looking on the story for a phone number for
him. I know.
281 Apple.
Yeah.
My father always used to use that number. I never really knew what he meant about that. Here is Congressman Dennis Kucinich, one of my favorites. Actually, he is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. He has more in his philosophical overview about life in general, or specifically, he's a little kooky sometimes, according to some people who can't seem to get away from the mainstream. But I like him, and I think I may like him even more. He sued a cafeteria for dental damage this week.
Uh-oh.
He says he suffered it after biting into an olive pit in a sandwich wrap.
Ew.
His attorney declined to comment on the lawsuit, seeking $150,000 in damages. This is at the Longworth House office business. So it's a federal cafeteria that has, like Aramark, private contractors who prepare the food. Suit says the wrap contained dangerous substances, namely the olive pit, that a consumer would not reasonably expect to find in the product served. Now, I don't like olives. I don't eat olives. But so I don't know anything about pits.
A pit in there.
Is it easy to find a pit?
No.
Not if it's in a wrap. It sounds like it was in like some sort of wrap.
Yeah.
He says
olive pits would be just perfect to break a tooth out. Oh my God.
Oh gosh, yes.
Really?
Or crack a filling or something.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so this isn't outrageous. The suit says the congressman suffered serious and permanent dental and oral injuries requiring multiple surgical and dental procedures. Wow.
Hmm.
That's hot stuff, right? That should be on the top of the heap as far as headlines are concerned today. Don't you think?
I think so.
Or the guy who wants protection from his sex-mad wife.
I feel more sorry for the olive man.
Do you really?
I really do.
I feel sorry for the wife.
Yeah, maybe he should feed his wife some olives.
There you go. Slow her down a little bit.
Right. Okay. Camille Grammer. My ex-wife, Kelsey Grammer, says she can come to the wedding. Katie Walsh is the woman he's marrying's name, right? He wants his two children to come to the wedding. She says they can't come unless I can come.
Right. Really? Would you want to do that?
I don't know. I think that's a little selfish.
That is very.
Yeah.
Selfish, but also, why would you want to go to your ex's wedding when he totally, like, you know,
she still likes him and he still likes her, apparently. He said, quote, Camille is an amazing human being. For her, it's all about the children. She's willing to put her personal hurt aside to be a great mother.
Wow. What a woman.
Yeah.
I know. They're going to give her the boot off of the Housewives of Beverly Hills because no one really likes her on the show. Oh, so they're trying to get her, to leave.
All right. So Jessica Simpson. Is trying to keep her exercise tape from being put into stores. You may remember this, was this 4, 5, 6 years ago?
Why?
Oh, when she lost all the weight to be Daisy Duke.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She says the shooting of the video is subpar. She's had a 5-year court battle with Speed Fit to keep it out of the stores. She won an arbitration ruling that allowed the recording to be buried. Now the video has been sold, and the new owner says he plans to challenge the ruling so he can release it. My intent is to re-edit it, he said. I believe the court's recent judgment in favor of Jessica is moot and has no teeth. I believe that I can distribute this new video in California. If it's not New York, they have no jurisdiction over California. So what do we know about what she looked like? What's wrong?
Well, if you remember, when she did the Dukes of Hazzard, she lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
She got she was really skinny and really fit. I mean, her...
She looked great.
But fit and skinny are not necessarily the same thing.
Her legs were very fit, is what I'm saying. Because she had to wear those shorts.
Dukes,
So I'm sure that was probably what the tape was based on.
I'm for shapely legs. Look at Roberta's.
Oh, yeah.
She's
hot.
Now, speaking
especially about the Metafast diet.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. Metafast, see where everybody is today. Metafast, as you know, is the diet that Richie brought his food with him. I was a witness to that this morning and a witness to how good he looks. He has lost the weight, Jennifer.
Good.
He has lost the weight. Absolutely has lost, Roberta, some weight. This is a fast, simple, safe, satisfying, well-supported way for you to lose weight, as Richie is, as Jennifer is. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
Today is my 2-week weigh-in, and I haven't done it yet, so I'll report to you tomorrow. But I was at 13 pounds in two weeks. I mean, that's like a pound a day.
5 MetaFast meals a day, 1 lean and green meal every day. Roberta, how are you doing with a lean and green meal?
Great. That's my favorite meal of the day. In fact, I've discovered a legal way to cheat on it. Because the great thing is you're allowed 16 egg whites as your protein.
Right.
Now, that is a heck of
a lot.
Egg whites. So what I do is I split it in two. So I have 8 egg whites in the morning for my breakfast after my oatmeal, and then I have 8 egg whites at night, and I make a nice frittata out of it. And then I add my greens, like in the frittata at night. Let's say I have some asparagus. I'll put some asparagus greens in it. I'll add some parsley into it. And it's delicious, and it's very, very filling. So I discovered the egg white option is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So you've lost how much, Roberta?
About 12 pounds.
12 pounds in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so this is how this works, folks. The average weight loss for most people, and Roberta's an average person, Jennifer is, Richie is, we're all average people here. I'm going to go on it once I... stop going around in circles, which will probably be not for a couple of weeks yet. I need to lose about 14 or 15 pounds. I got on the scale last night, Richie.
Yeah.
Down in your mother-in-law's bathroom.
Yeah.
180.
Woo!
Don't like 180. No, that's not good. And when Ken will put me on the scale tomorrow, when he sees that, he'll be, not good. Because, anyway, the point is I need to be about one in the mid-160s, or if I have muscle, maybe the mid-170s, but no matter what, rather lose this roll here. And this is the way to do it. 70 MetaFast meals for you to choose from. Go to MetaFastKen.com, enter Dr. Ken, and save $50 on your MetaFast products and your sign-up here. This is a wonderful way. You hear all of our people getting on the program, getting excited about the program. And if it was recommended by Ken. That's, as a matter of fact, you go to MetaFastKen.com, enter Dr. Ken, you'll save $50 on your purchase of all the foods. 800-506-4115, another way for you to get in on the action. Use Dr. Ken as the code. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before you begin any weight loss program. This is a good one, though. Go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com. Save the money or call toll-free 800-506-4115. MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save the money. Good deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's 51 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Snow, sleet, freezing rain, no end in sight to a miserable winter. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Even if you're sitting there staying classy in San Diego, somehow a massive winter storm thousands of miles away might have an effect on you, especially if you're attempting any air travel today. A ripple effect of delays because of another winter blast affecting areas from Tennessee through Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts. This storm actually arrived in two parts yesterday. A few inches of snow during the daytime hours, and then buckets of sleet and snow overnight into this morning. Up to a foot or more of snow across the region, causing, among other things, thousands of accidents on the roads, thousands of flight delays and cancellations. Some scary moments for this driver in New Jersey.
I did a 360 before the roads were clean, so I was, like, you know, really shaken up.
In Maryland, treacherous road conditions there as well. Maryland State Police Lieutenant Jim Dewey is offering some advice. If you're behind the wheel and you start to slide.
If you start to slide to the right, turn your wheel to the opposite direction that you're sliding and accelerate a little bit or let go of that brake so you can steer out of it.
Lieutenant Dewey's also lists some of the things you should have in your vehicle just in case.
Always have a working cell phone, maybe some road flares in case you should go off the roadway and you can signal for some help or keep people warned that that you're off the side of the road. Some blankets that will keep you warm.
And here's something else most of us do not realize. It is not uncommon for a car stuck in the snow to catch fire.
And the reason they're on fire is because you leave them running while you're in a snowbank. So it does allow the vehicle to breathe. It will catch on fire. If that happens to you, you've got to turn your vehicle off until help comes.
Well, I think if my car is on fire, I might jump out of the car first before turning it off. But I think I know what he meant. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Another big push of fresh powder spots from Philadelphia all the way up into Massachusetts, scoring new snow, some to the tune of a foot and a half, especially through the Poconos. We're going to be riding that fresh powder leading into the weekend. And, of course, elsewhere, it's just nice, smooth, fast, packed powder snow, just what Chuck was finding in New Hampshire.
Afternoon skiing at Mount Sunapee never gets old. Why? We had a great day for the fair weather skiers, smoothly groomed packed powder, and a multitude of blue and black diamond cruisers that more than satisfied my need for speed. At Sunapee, I'm Chuck Devine.
At Hunter in New York, some fresh snow piling high for 48 trails as they ride the good powder and packed powder. Jack Frost scoring plenty of that fresh powder, a tune of a foot at least. 6 miles of skiing at Jack Frost. Other spots out west where the fresh snow just keeps piling hollow in Utah. Snowbird at 85 runs with powder, also 114 trails, fresh packed powder there as well. Mammoth, California, 3,500 acres. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
All eyes on Wall Street today after the Dow briefly broke the 12,000 mark yesterday for the first time since June of 2008. The Dow wound up with an 8-point gain to 11,985. S&P up 5, NASDAQ with a 20-point bump. Crude oil also increased $1.32 a barrel to $87.33. The next step in the recovery of wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is underway at a rehab hospital in Houston. Dr. Don Kim, chairman of neurosurgery at Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center, says Giffords' recovery has been coming at lightning speed.
We have noticed daily improvements in her neurological condition. We're very pleased with that.
We are told Giffords has begun physical and speech therapy, and a speech pathologist is now working with Giffords on various means of communication other than speaking. Let's talk canine, specifically the Labrador Retriever, who is on a pretty good run. Down Boy. The American Kennel Club says the Lab is the most popular breed in the U.S. for the 20th year in a row, the German Shepherd and Yorkshire Terrier in second and third place, respectively. And finally, another one of those fascinating celestial discoveries for you. Recent upgrades to the Hubble Space Telescope have paid off big time. We have found a new galaxy. Actually, it's an old galaxy. Very, very old. Garth Illingworth from the University of California, Santa Cruz, says his team has found a galaxy that was born over 13 billion years ago.
We've gone back through 96% of the life of the universe to when the universe was only 4% of its current age. To 500 million years after the Big Bang.
Such an amazing discovery, and they can't afford a better phone line than that. Anyway, Illingworth says there's a lot to see inside this far-off galaxy.
Full of stars forming a star birth. There's a whole lot of stars being formed in the object.
Exciting stuff. A galaxy 13 billion years old. Almost as old as Larry King. No? How about Regis Philbin? No, I'll keep working on it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.